Next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. Ohio State visits Indiana on Thursday, and 8 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from the line of Heather Bennick, ESPN.
Coach, usually teams look a lot different, obviously, in November than they do now. But when do you typically get a feel for how good your team can really be and what it really looks like?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm not sure there's an answer to it other than depends on the youth of your team. You know, the older teams, the veteran teams usually is what it is, and you see a little bit of improvement, but the young teams show drastic improvement. So we're a little bit of a combination of both, so I would anticipate that our older players, we have expectations for them, and our younger guys, it's going to be continual growth throughout the season. So to answer your question, probably, you know, middle of the season is when you start to get a good feel.
Have you experienced typically that when you play higher-ranked or heralded non-conference opponents, that speeds up that learning process?
Yep, and speeds up everyone's acceleration. You know, the coaches, you know, when you have a when you open up with three lesser teams, you know, you kind of use them as preseason games. And our preseason games are actually scrimmages this year where we put them in as many situations to see how they perform. So, yeah, you just accelerated a bit.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's questions from line of Roman Stubbs, The Washington Post.
Hey, Urban. You know, I was wondering, you know, you've always used skill players at multiple positions in your offense, and I'm wondering how have you seen that concept evolve across the sport over the years and maybe how especially it's kind of trickled up to the NFL?
You know, there's two positions in offense that we love to move guys around and the so-called hybrid, and that's the tight end that's athletic enough that you flex him out and yet, you know, big enough to block a guy in the line of scrimmage. Those are so hard to find, but that's exactly what I think we and many people look for. And then the other one, the Curtis Samuel, Percy Harvin type player that can line up in the backfield and also beat a guy man-to-man. So that's kind of what's happened, you know, that we look for, I mean, constantly in recruiting. They're just hard to find. But I think a lot of teams try to do that because it's just so hard to defend.
Thanks.
Your next question is from line of Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Urban. Has there been any separation in the battle of safety between Eric Smith and Jordan Fuller, and what will ultimately decide it?
You know, you'd have to ask Greg in more detail, but I think they're both playing, and this is going to be a yearly – I think they're both going to play because, to answer your question, there's been not, in my mind, that much separation between the two.
Okay. And about Indiana, what concerns you the most when you watch them on tape?
Very good players. You know, and we know their players because obviously their former head coach is with us and has gone through it, and he has great respect for their guys. And so do our guys. Our players have. They've been in, you know, you can go through 5 years. They've been last play of the game type games for us against them. So just very good players that are well coached.
Thank you.
Your next question is from one of Ken Rota, WHBC Radio.
Urban, as you look at your team right now in preparation for Thursday night's opener, what do you feel strongly about with your team this year as you head into it, and what do you still have questions about with this team that you'll find out on Thursday?
I feel good about the, you know, the defensive line and the veteran players, the center snapping the ball, the JT, the fact that four or five offensive linemen have game experience. And that's what you feel strongest about. And I, as I probably share with most other coaches, the unknown, you know, the fact we're going to be playing some guys in the back end of our defense that haven't played much or at all. And our receiving core, although I really love where they're at, they're unproven. So those are the biggest concerns.
And for you as a coach, knowing that your number two quarterback, Joey Burrow, is done more than likely for the entire season, does it affect you, Coach Wilson, and the way you call the game as far as runs to make sure he doesn't take as many hits because you have the inexperience backing him up?
Yeah, first of all, he's not done for the season. He'll be back before
okay.
you know it. No, he's doing
okay.
fine. He thinks he's going to be back soon. You know, he just sounds how tough he is. But it was a battle between him and Haskins, Dwayne, as far as the backup. So they were both very close. And Tate Martell, it's exciting to have him around. And, it's not as big a concern if you have those other two guys available, which we do.
Thanks.
Your next question is from the line of Tom Van Haren, ESPN.com.
Urban, since you've been at Ohio State, you guys have obviously had a ton of younger guys either start or at least contribute in their first 2 years on campus. From your past, what has changed more for you, do you think? How you coach to get those guys ready or how you recruit to make sure that those guys are able to play within the first couple of years and step in and fill holes that you guys have?
It really was a philosophical change that, you know, I remember back when USC was, I remember just reading Pete Carroll's comments one time that we don't recruit to redshirt, and that, you know, that changed many years ago when I first read that. I thought, you know, when you look at it, we don't either. So when we go out and recruit, we make that clear. We don't recruit people with potential as much as we do recruit, try to get great players. And that's just a philosophical change because the days of having people for 5 years is very unusual, although we have a few this year, but normally you don't have very many at all. And so it's just a philosophical difference, and we make that clear on the front end of our recruiting. We make it clear that once they get here, there's no seniority. The best player is going to play, and it doesn't matter if you're 17 years old or 21 years old.
You said from a philosophical change for you guys, what about, has anything changed from the evaluation standpoint to make sure that you guys are getting the right guys that you don't miss?
Oh, yeah, we're just trying to, you always try to get the best players, but, there's just a strong emphasis that each guy that recruits their positions that my wish and our wish is that they get on the field as soon as possible.
Thank you.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Steve Hillwagon, 24/7 Sports.
Well, hey, Coach, I had two things I wanted to ask you about. First of all, Dwayne Haskins, that came up just a second ago. Is there a plan going into the game to use him at a certain point just to get his feet wet, or is this going to be obviously winning the game is the number one priority, spur-of-the-moment situation if there's an opportunity to get him into this game?
No, this is all hands on deck to go win the game. You know, those are the type of things you discuss when – you know, you're maybe playing an inferior opponent, and no, this is zero conversation about that. All hands on deck to go win a game against a good team.
And just other thing, Coach Allen, the Indiana head coach, just any kind of point of reference you have with him other than he got there last year and really kind of turned their defense around, maybe what you've seen out of what he was able to do last year and any kind of exposure you've had to him or things he's taught or where he's been previously?
I have not. I met him a couple of times. We have done our research, and then Coach Wilson filled us in on his background. And, you know, he was a special teams coordinator, so we looked at some of those things. And just he's had a very successful career and a very successful high school coach as well. So a lot of respect for him, but no, I don't. We don't know each other very well.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.